Esther chapter 9. Now in the 12th month, that is the month Adar, on the 13th day of the month, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them, though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over them that hated them, the Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus to lay hand on such as sought for their hurt. And no man could withstand them, for the fear of them fell upon all people. And all the rulers of the provinces, and the lieutenants, and the deputies, and officers of the king had helped the Jews, because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out throughout all the provinces, for this man Mordecai grew greater and greater. In this manner the Jews smote all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughter, and destruction, and did what they would to those that had hated them. And in Shushan, the palace, the Jews killed and destroyed 500 men. And Parshandatha, and Dalphon, and Ashphatha, and Poratha, and Adalia, and Aridatha, and Parmashta, and Arisai, and Aridai, and Vayazatha, the 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the enemy of the Jews, killed they. But on the spoil they did not lay their hands. On that day the number of those who were killed in Shushan the palace was brought before the king. And the king said to Esther the queen, "The Jews have killed and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now, what is your petition? And it will be granted to you. Or what is your request further? It will be done." Then Esther said, "If it pleases the king, let it be granted to the Jews who are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according to this day's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hung upon the gallows." And the king commanded it so to be done. And the decree was given at Shushan, and they hung Haman's 10 sons. For the Jews that were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month Adar, and killed 300 men at Shushan. But on the prey, the spoil, they did not lay their hand. But the other Jews that were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together and stood for their lives and had rest from the enemies, and killed of their enemies 75,000, but they did not lay their hands upon the spoil. On the 13th day of the month, Adar, and on the 14th day of the same, they rested, and they made it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews that were at Shushan assembled together on the 13th day of it, and on the 14th of it, and on the 15th day of the same, they rested, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. For this reason, the Jews of the villages that dwelt in the unwalled towns made the 14th day of the month Adar a day of gladness and feasting, and a good day, and of sending portions one to another. And Mordecai wrote these things, and sent letters to all the Jews that were in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, near and far, to establish this amongst them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar, and the 15th day of the same month yearly, as the days in which the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned to them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning to a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written to them, because Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had devised against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast pur, that is, the lot, to consume them and to destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded through letters that his wicked device, which he had devised against the Jews, should turn upon his own head, and that he and his sons would be hanged upon the gallows. For this reason they called these days Purim, after the name of Pur. And for this reason, for all the words of this letter, and of that which they had seen concerning this matter, and which had come to them, the Jews ordained and took upon them and upon their seed and upon all such as joined themselves to them, so that it should not fail, that they would keep these 2 days according to their writing and according to their appointed time every year, and that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of Purim would not fail from amongst the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. And then Esther, the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and then Mordecai the Jew, wrote with all authority to confirm this second letter of Purim. And he sent letters to all the Jews, to the 127 provinces of the king of Ahasuerus, with words of peace and truth, to confirm these days of Purim in their times appointed, according as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed the matters of the fastings and their cry. And the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book. End of chapter.